Well, back to budget coverage. Of course, delivered yesterday. Many perks for the taxpayers in some form, but the debt level is raising concerns in many quarters. Paige McPherson is the Atlantic Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. She joins me live in studio. It's good to meet you, Paige.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you on the program. What concerns are facing the Taxpayers Federation as what you heard yesterday in the budget?
Well, what we really wanted to see, I think, was a sustainable path to debt reduction, and that's what we really didn't get. We've got this one-time Band-Aid solution thanks to this Atlantic Accord cash from Ottawa. But after this year where we're seeing this temporary surplus and some payment on the net debt, we're going to go back, plunge back into deficit, and that's going to rack up the debt as well. So that was really our concern.
It's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. For debt control and servicing the debt and decreasing the net debt, it generally means more taxes somewhere down the road. So while we want fair, progressive taxation system, we don't want to be overburdened, no new taxes. But how do you square that circle, connect those dots between no more taxes and yet attacking the debt?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen in this province that I think people are sort of at the tax capacity. There's not much more room to take. People know that on an individual level, you know, they feel, at least our supporters that we talk to feel that they are sort of taxed to the max. But even when you look at the numbers, there's not much room there to get more, squeeze any more cash out of people. And that's why this big budget hole just this year, this Band-Aid solution, is filled with cash from Ottawa. It's not filled with cash from here in the province, because the revenue from year to year in Newfoundland and Labrador is all over the place. Over the last 10 years, it's spiked and dropped, and it's an unreliable revenue source in the province, you know, both on the tax revenue side, but when it comes to obviously oil revenues as well. So I think that really the answer is that the government needs to cut spending. And they had made some positive progress in previous years, reducing their expenditures, looking in the right areas, I think, you know, those eliminating positions through attrition, those kinds of things. But they have to dig deeper. They have to do more, because you're looking at now over $1 billion a year in debt interest payments. That's like the government's credit card payments. And that is an unbelievable amount of money. That's more than we spend on education in this province. That's
absolutely crazy. Debt servicing is up $300 million. That's about 4% increase in debt servicing. How does the roadmap look? Because even if you're looking for areas to cut, government department spending is down, but mm-hmm. the debt servicing is up. So where do you go? Because programs and services are still going to be a challenge. Aging demographic, all that's involved. Over $3 billion in healthcare. So if you had your druthers and were in the room advising government, mm-hmm. where do you start to cut?
Yeah, so healthcare is a tricky one. You've got an aging population. You're absolutely right. Those costs are probably going to increase into the future. So you've got to start looking with a very fine tooth comb or a sharp pair of scissors at the other government departments. And the just a general expenditure of government is a great place to cut. You know, do we have positions in government that aren't necessary that can be phased out? Do we have to see salary rollbacks for government employees? These are tough discussions to have, tough questions to ask, but these are the kinds of things that you're going to face if the province, God forbid, goes bankrupt, right? Or goes fiscally insolvent and requires a bailout from Ottawa. And that's kind of the situation that Newfoundland and Labrador is in right now. You're staring down the barrel of bankruptcy. You've got to make these decisions while the provincial government has control over these, because it's naive to think that if something like that did happen, that Ottawa then wouldn't say, all right, we'll give you a bailout, but you have to do this and this and this. So making these smart decisions now, not really these sort of pre-election sprinkling spending across the province. Yes, departmental spending is down, but overall spending is up in the province. That's just not responsible given the fiscal situation. We need to bring the spending levels down overall, and really down as dramatically as the government can without impacting something like healthcare.
They're trying, they're saying they're going to spend less than $8 billion in 2022-23. That's going to mean finding $600 million somewhere in the budget. How similar a circumstance do you see in Newfoundland and Labrador compared to the rest of the Atlantic provinces?
So it's probably most comparable to New Brunswick in that the debt level is unsustainable, and measures like the debt per capita and debt to GDP ratio are not looking good. So there's just not enough taxpayers to be able to continue to pay off that debt and pay for, especially if something like happens, like interest rates rise. And then we've got even higher debt interest payments. Because so much of the population has aged, they're not gainfully employed taxpayers anymore. They require more from the system because, you know, we've got a public healthcare system, so they require more money out of it. So it's a similar situation there. And you do see the government in New Brunswick actually reducing the net debt, but in a more sustainable way. So not just this one-time Band-Aid solution, kind of similar because it was cash from Ottawa that helped the New Brunswick government do that. But they have more of a plan to pay it down year after year, which is what we wanted to see here as well. You got to start somewhere, right? So we've got to have more of a plan to just not just say, okay, we're going to reduce the debt this year. So, you know, it looks like we've got a surplus going into an election, which is kind of what it's seeming like right now. But we're going to go back into deficit the following 2 years. We have to make sure that we're having those balanced budgets and substantial surpluses that are paying down onto the debt every single year. That has to be the plan going forward.
A GDP to debt ratio, once it arrives somewhere around 25%, that's the critical zone. And everybody knows it for the ability to even borrow. In 2016, we were on the brink. Maybe couldn't even borrow long-term money. And here we are now with the budget expenses over $8.4 billion. It's good to see you, Paige. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Paige McPherson, the Atlantic Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation.